I'm really excited to be back here at my old alma mater, and I thought it was really important to come and talk to students because, I am not too far removed from the university, actually. I graduated in 2011, and basically what I'd like to talk about is the nature of cinema and documentary and sort of these merging attributes from both that are kind of coming to the forefront, where documentary is now seen as entertainment rather than just informational. And also pulling from some of my inspiration when I was here at the university, just basically to get in students' ears and get them passionate about documentary, about filmmaking, and the university system, and basically get them excited.
How do you transition from a journalism and communications degree into cinematography?
I think at its base value, it's just very sharp observational skills. And so journalism actually gave me a great toolkit to start to really pay attention to the way the minutiae, some of the idiosyncrasies of people, and a lot of that sort of has dovetailed into my cinematography. So now, as working as a cinematographer, I actually, can interview people as well. I can carry on conversations and lead scenes. So at the university, I started to shoot my own documentary, and I was hired by National Geographic before I left to shoot some things up in Astoria for a film that I was working on. And basically, I met my mentor, a guy named Tom Grissom, who works quite a bit with Nike in Portland. And he started giving me a toolkit for understanding cinematography. But most of it was self-taught. So coming from the background of journalism kind of gave me a unique skill set, and learning cinematography has been kind of a process over the last 4 or 5 years since I've graduated.
You have now kind of risen among the ranks of the elite here, so to speak, because of your recent success with cinematography. And can you describe to me the moment you found out that Icarus had won an Academy Award?
Well, yeah, we were actually sitting up in the mezzanine with the creative crew at the 90th Annual Academy Awards, and it was it's hard to describe that feeling of number one, to be just nominated was for many of us considered a win. It's a difficult category to win, and when we actually won, it was sort of an out-of-body experience for sure. And being next to my creative crew to celebrate that when Brian went on stage was pretty surreal. And then we, came down and we all met. We held the statue, and yeah, I'll tell you, that feeling of winning never gets old. That's just something that, as our writer for the film wrote, that's some stuff that you get in your obituary when you die. It's kind of crazy. So anyway, you take it one step at a time, and it's been pretty surreal for the, and it's even more surreal to be back here and talking to students about, documentary when I was only, here not long ago, 5, 6 years.
What do you think is the biggest misconception or misunderstanding people have about your craft?
Misconception, I think, sometimes there are many types of directors of photography and cinematographers, and I think that the great thing about documentary in the space of cinematography is that you are actually an active participant in the scene, regardless if you want to be or not. So I've sort of leaned into that, and I love to engage with my characters. You also know when to let them sort of do their own thing. But in cinematography for documentary, you find yourself a lot of times alone with subjects and with people, and that has been sort of like an amazing thing for me, is to really engage with people I find interesting. And cinematography and directors of photography, they take on many different roles, and even in documentary, and in narrative too, it becomes more of a designated role. But in cinematography and documentary, you can have the ability to be a much more active participant and really engage with characters. So I think Misconceptions, I'm not really sure, but I would just say that documentary for me has been a space to really get to know people. And the great thing about being a cameraman or a camerawoman is that a production has to take you to these places. You know, they can't travel without you. So getting to go to some of these places for Icarus, I traveled to 7 different countries over the course of, 3.5 years and met some really amazing people.
There are so many elements that go into cinematography, getting the right lighting, getting the right framing, having the circumstances cooperate. For you, Jake, how do you know when you're behind the camera that you've got the perfect shot going the way that you want it to?
Well, that's the really incredibly challenging thing about cinematography in documentary is that the light can be perfect, the frame can be perfect, and if the character is in sort of a lull or an uninspired moment, it doesn't matter. So we're very much so story-driven as cinematographers in documentary. But I think that moment when you see the light in just the perfect angle and you have a character saying something extremely profound, there's few moments I can really recollect that are more powerful when you know when you're behind the camera filming something truly special, and ultimately it's just completely organic. So that is sort of the crowning jewel of my work, is when you see that all unfold, because it's very difficult. You have to spend a lot of time with people to find those moments.
Tell me about one of your favorite shots or one of your most challenging shots, please.
There's so many moments that you find in cinematography that really strike you as that moment where you're like, wow, this is what I do. With Icarus, we had a lot of moments like that. One in particular was the story had dramatically changed. And we started shooting, the whole story of Icarus started off as this sort of experiment. And I remember one of my favorite scenes that I shot was actually when the movie changed and I was asked to come to an undisclosed location and film Dr. Rodchenkov getting fingerprinted for and DNA swabbed for to corroborate his evidence, forensic evidence based off his testimony. And meeting Gregory in Moscow previously kind of gave me the context, this very interesting scientist who had this very quirky personality, and to see him in a moment that was very serious, and to see him getting swabs into his mouth and then also getting his fingerprints taken, it was just a really kind of surreal moment for me. It was one of the scenes I'm most proud that I was there to film, it just gives so much more depth to this journey we started. At that point, was 3 years in the making, and to arrive at an undisclosed location with a Russian scientist getting fingerprint and DNA swabbed to corroborate some of the most damning evidence against the Russian government was surreal beyond. You kind of have to take a step back and look at what you're doing.
And the story had evolved because, like you said, the initial premise was that the director was going to subject himself to the steroid regimen that Lance Armstrong had undertaken. But by the end, you had a completely different movie in many ways, because now it was about doping and the Russian athletes. And so was that part of your journalistic sensibilities, too, that you can go in with a focus, but you have to be very open and flexible with that focus?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the great thing about being a freelance journalist, for the amount of time that I have, I've spent a lot of time just putting my energy towards an idea, and that idea doesn't necessarily bear fruit for quite a while. And the ability to adjust and move with a story was definitely something that came from my journalist background, and being able to interview some of these people engage in a meaningful dialogue with them was definitely a part of it. The film really started off from a cinematography point of view, but it became as the film became this sort of investigative piece, it really started to dig into my sensibilities as a journalist. So for me, I mean, I think I'm one of the only journalists that was working on the project. So it was really great to feel like my toolkit from what I learned here at the university kind of played in a way that I never saw coming. But the sensibilities always come back, you know. You're always a journalist, and it's one of the most, of all the things I can call myself now, calling myself as a journalist is one of the things I'm most proud of.
Which, in this day and age, when media, especially journalists, are under attack, is almost a badge of honor to these days.
Absolutely. And, you know, now more so than ever, you know, journalists are beginning to be in the crosshairs. You know, we started to see that during, you know, the Arab Spring and in Syria, particularly targeting journalists. But, yeah, I think more so than ever, it's an extremely valuable and viable occupation. And the great thing is, and why I wanted to come to the university, is really get people excited about journalism and to be able to talk from somebody that's out in the field now, that we need now more so than ever strong voices in journalism, in documentary, and impassioned people. And, you know, the whole fake news circuit will run its course, but there will always be people shining and illuminating information in different parts of the world that is needed, and it will be journalists.
A lot of filmmakers and journalists too have dream projects, stories or events or happenings that they want to be there with their recorder or their camera. Jake, is there anything that you have on your bucket list of things that you want to see and accomplish as a cinematographer or journalist?
Well, I think, you know, the interesting thing about Icarus is it's given me the ability, now that we won sort of the biggest award in the land for documentary, is to start to really diversify and think. And I think, you know, now I'm more so than ever, as opposed to going to a medium such as like a camera, I'm starting to look into my own mind for some of these stories. And I think, you know, really starting to go back through my memories and think about all these things that I've sort of been able to experience over the past 5 or 6 years as a journalist, and just really starting to put a name to the face of that. I think a lot of times I've spent my career running after things, and now I'm finally in a place where I can step back and start to really think about why I chose this career path and why I've been willing to run through airports, planes, trains, and automobiles to seek stories. And I think now more than ever, I have a chance for reflection.
Was there a particular cinematographer or movie or documentary that inspired you or continues to?
Yeah, you know, when I was at the university in 2011, the year that I graduated, I walked in on my roommates. They were leaning forward, and it was, I think it was like a Thursday night, and none of them came from a film background or a documentary background, and they were leaning forward, completely engaged in this documentary that they were watching. I was like, "What are you guys watching?" And they're like, "We're watching this war film on National Geographic," and that film is called Restrepo, and that film was made by Sebastian Younger and Tim Hetherington. Tim Hetherington actually died in Libya not long after that film was nominated for an Oscar. Tim Hetherington's work has always been a tremendous catalyst for me in the fact that he was able to create images that were almost part of him. And his work has been a guiding influence in mine since I left the university. So I've spent a lot of time, you know, talking with, you know, some of the people he worked with. I have actually had the benefit of talking with his parents at Sundance the year that his film came out. And just, you know, the legacy of Tim Hetherington has inspired me beyond words. So I think that's one of the great achievements of creating films, of creating a work, is the ability to inspire another person, as Tim Hetherington did to me, to take a chance and go after this field.
Jake Swanko, anything else you'd like to add while I still have you here?
No, it's been fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.